Yeah, man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. We in this bitch, best believe that. You already know what time it is, man. It's the weekly Trap Christmas edition, though. Straight up, man. You feel me? We coming back with another one. We back rebooting everything. Going out with a bang. But best believe that. I want y'all to know we've been doing a lot of work this year. You feel me? A lot of things been changing up. So you already know what time it is, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky. Yeah, D. We got a lot of good topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some Christmas topics. We're going to talk about some, you know, some music. What's going on in local news? What's going on with upcoming people? You feel me? Artists, you know. We're going to play some music. We're going to get down today. So you already know what time it is, man. Like I said, man. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. Yeah, we in this bitch each and every Sunday. Trap House Sundays from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Y'all tune in on Facebook, Theo Ross page, you feel me? And on IG, at Trap House Sundays, man. You already know what time it is, man. It's Trap. Holla at us. Yeah, man, what up, man? You already know it's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. You feel me? We up here with the weekly Trap. You already know Xmas edition. We got a lot of subjects we're going to be talking about today, you feel me? And you already know what it is, man. It's Real Talk Radio, straight up like that, man. It's Trap House Sundays, man. You already know. The live show on a Sunday night. And now we on the week. So it's, I guess we weekly round with the liveness, baby. You already know how we doing this. But anyways, regardless, man. I got my special guest with me right now, man, on the phone lines, man. Jay Dizzle of Checkmate ENT. What's up, Jay?
Hello. What's good, y'all?
Yeah. So you already know, man. Jay Dizzle, man, tell them about yourself, man. Tell them what type of artist you are, you know, where you from, yeah, you know.
Well, I'm from Kansas City. Type of artist that I am, more neo-soul, R&B, a little jazz here and there, but mostly, like, neo soul R&B.
Okay. Yeah, man, I had a pleasure with working with her a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? A couple of songs I done recorded for her, man. She's a very blessed, very talented artist, you know what I'm saying? Be showcasing some of her music in the next segment, you know, real quick, real soon. We're gonna be showing y'all a lot of Checkmate Vault songs, you feel me? Songs out the vault. Y'all already know how we doing it, man. But you know, we got a nice talk we finna talk. There's a lot of things going on in the world, you know. Unfortunately, we got Juice WRLD passing. We're gonna talk about Juice WRLD situation. We're gonna be talking about, you know, the different things that's going on right now in the hip hop industry. You know, Lil Wayne got caught up in the same situation. You got P from QC, from Quality Control, going through it with his baby mama. It's a whole bunch of subjects going on right now, so you already know. We're finna bring the light to that, you know what I'm saying? And how y'all feel about a whole bunch of things going on with this gender equality, gender stuff going on down now. And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things changing in our world, and we're here to talk about it. So I want y'all to let me know what it is. Y'all feel free to go ahead and leave comments, like, you know what I'm saying, share. It is what it is, man. We finna get into it, man. It's Trap House Sundays, baby. You already know what time it is, baby. Yeah. Yeah, man, we back again. You already know. It's your boy DJ Raw Stick, man. So we about to get into these topics right now with my special guest, Jay Dizzle, man. And we even got my boy Music FSM in the back. Yeah, you already know what it is, man. You feel me? So, you know, we're going to chime in on these things. You feel me? Let people know how we feel about certain subjects. You feel me? Oh, I even remember. So, okay, check. So we got this artist down here. I don't know if y'all know about him, man. His name is Saucy Santana. Saucy. So check. I think it was about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. Saucy Santana, you know what I'm saying, was at a local strip club called The Office down here. You feel me? Now, mind you, let me tell you about The Office. Office is one of the hood clubs of Miami. You feel me? One of the clubs where some of the street elite meet up at, if you know my drift. You feel me? So, you know, you got to go in there, you know what I'm saying, acting properly and accordingly. You know what I'm talking about? You can't be acting loose. You can't be acting crazy. Because people will solve your situation at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a place to play around. It's a place to go and do business and meet up with people and have a good time. But at the same time, you got to mind yourself. Because it's a dangerous spot. You know what I'm saying? So regardless, now, Mr. Saucy here wants to decide to go to this gentleman's club. Now, mind you, Saucy is not a gentleman. Saucy is a feminine man. You know what I'm saying? It's part of LGBTQ. It doesn't mean that he can't be involved in going to the club. Nobody's saying that. But what's going on is Mr. Saucy wanted to go in there and act a little too saucy. You feel me? And so the thing is, you being extra in a club that doesn't pertain to your type of crowd is bringing attention to yourself, dangerous attention. And so what happened at the end of the night, niggas in the club vibing, dancing around, spending drinks, but the type of dancing he started doing was starting to get a little explicit. Type of dancing that they don't encourage in that type of establishment. You know what I'm saying? Guys just want to go there and see girls dancing. They don't want to see a guy dancing. And then I heard that the man took his pants off, showing his thong and extra stuff. So it really got personal in there. You know what I'm saying? So got very uncomfortable for a lot of the guests that were in the club. So, you know, he got stepped to by security. Security asked him politely, you know, man, you got to calm that down because this ain't the place for that. And he started getting a little tangent, started acting a little crazy. So, hey, it got to the point where at the end of the night, the man left the club with his friends. And on the way home, somebody followed him. It almost cost him his life. Got shot up on the highway. So my point is, you know, how you feel about the whole situation? Do you feel, you know, Jay Dizzle, that Saucy did a little too much? Or do you feel like he had all rights to act this? He wanted to act inside of a club that wasn't really for his type of crowd? Do you feel like it was okay for him to act that way? Or do you think he should have held it down and, you know, mind where he's at?
That too. You have to also, you know, you have to always mind yourself when you're going out to these straight clubs, okay? This is a strip club, a gentleman's club at that. You got to understand, there's niggas in there that likes women. They want to see the strippers. They don't want to see your ass with your thong and you taking off your pants. You doing a little too much. You got a little too lit. Ain't nobody, you know, it's already they accepting you to come in the club. That's just like a butch pulling out her strap. You get what I'm saying? Ain't nobody want to see this bitch pull out a damn hole. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you have to be mindful where you're at. And if you're going to be lit, you know, be lit with your friends. But keep it presentable. Keep it civil. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be all loud and be like, fuck these niggas. I got my peoples. That's why them niggas got their peoples to shoot your ass on I-95. You have to be careful out here. You can't just be off at the mouth and then be just saying what the fuck you want to say. Leave the club and think you're going to go home safe as fuck. You could have got yourself killed. You get what I'm saying? Right. I don't care how liquored you at. How much liquor's in your system? Shit, I drink too. But I don't be all like that. Come on, man. You got to know how to act when you in public, bro. Like, that was a little too much. You want people to accept you, your music, what you stand for and all that shit. And then you pull this stunt here. You could have got yourself fucking killed. So you ain't got no cool points for me when it come down to that. I don't even want to be around people like that. That's going to act all out. No, man, you ain't finna get me killed with you.
Now, mind you, you're part of the LGBT stuff community, right?
Right, right.
So it's not like you're speaking from an experience of not being around people of such. You are part of that community. So I just want people to understand this is coming from a perspective from a person, a part of that community, not from people outside or heterosexual like yours truly. But, you know, it's just a insight from every aspect. You feel me? And, you know, what it comes down to is right and wrong is wrong, man. You don't see straight guys going up in a gay club. You know what I'm saying? Telling them gay niggas you can't act that way. You feel me? Because we here. That's your atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So if you come up in a straight atmosphere, you gotta act accordingly. You gotta think about where you're around. That's like the prey walking around a whole bunch of hunters, in full-fledged open, you know, sight. You got to be camouflaged. You can't, or it's, you know.
And then again, you never know who knows who in the club. You don't know who is who. You don't know if they, you know, what type of game they in. You don't know what they repping. You get what I'm saying? And for you to be just all boisterous, all out in the club and walking around like you the shit, you're not a female, my dude. You a whole man. You still got to be mindful who you are. Even though you dress like a female, act like a female, still you got to be, no offense. You get what I'm saying? So gay guys or whatever, no offense. It's just that you have to learn to act accordingly. You understand? I have a couple of gay male friends myself, and they don't act like that. You get what I'm saying? So at the same time, you have to understand, like, be mindful where you at and how you get what I'm saying? Just be mindful.
When
you said about the straight club and the gay club, you still got to be accordingly anywhere you go. It doesn't matter if it's a straight, gay, or a fucking a Spanish club. You still got to be mindful what you do, how you get turned up, because people do watch you and they do look at you.
Right.
You don't know who knows who. It doesn't even fucking matter what club you go to. You have to be careful with what you do and what you say and how you say it and how you do things. You could get yourself killed out here in these streets. And that's real.
Now, I also feel like sometimes the way the world is, especially the hip-hop game, it's a lot of artists out there that set up situations to get more attention to themselves. Now, mind you, the kid actually came out with a song. Y'all could go check it out. It's on YouTube. Talking about Y'all Can't Kill Me. Responding to the event that happened to him. You feel me? So, you know, it's like he's trolling. He's trolling the niggas that shot him up at the club, saying, okay, y'all can't kill me. So it's very funny. I think, you know, it's like you're asking for the attention that you really don't want. And I feel like, you know, he's playing a very dangerous game. You know what I'm saying? And
you on the news talking about they tried to kill me.
Right. You crying, snot running down your nose. Looking real crazy online. Talking about they tried to kill me. All that extra stuff. You know. And now you talking shit in the booth, you know, making a video about it. So, you know, I don't know. If that's how you wants to roll.
You got lucky the first time. You trying to die right now, bruh. I don't even know how old this nigga is. You got to be in your early 20s. Bruh, chill. Rappers are not lasting nowadays. You see what happened to Juice WRLD?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to speak about that Juice WRLD coming up next. So you already know, man. So I wish Saucy the best, you know, more success, because I'm trying to get success, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't have nothing against what he is or what he's doing. You know, that's your life, you feel me? But at the same time, bro, be mindful of what you're doing and what you're representing and how you're representing it, because, bro, not everybody's with or down with what you're down with. So you got to understand, you know, where you at and who you around at all times, man. You know, because people out here will hurt you.
At all, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean to cut you off, but you got people that don't agree with lesbians, don't agree with gay people, don't agree with the whole LGBT period. So you have to be careful. You can't be in a mindset like, oh, everybody gonna accept me. No, motherfucker don't have to accept you if they don't want to accept you, my love. You gotta know when you're wanted and when you're unwanted. So, I mean, much love and power to your career. I hope you push further to whatever. Do what you gotta do, make this money, and that's it. Just be mindful what you're doing in these clubs, man. Like, real talk.
Straight like that, man. Well, so, you know, it is what it is. That's Jay Dizzle on the line, man. So, you know, we're going to come back with another segment. Straight up, man. You already know. It's the Weekly Trap, man. We still got more to talk about. Y'all.
It's your boy, IW Ben Guy from TAC, the headphone crew. And I just want to give a shout out to Trap House Sundays. They keep you in the midst, giving you the hot reviews, just like TAC, the headphone crew. And again, I want to give a shout out to Trap House Sundays to keep you in the midst.
Yeah, we are back. You already know what time it is, man. It's the motherfucking Weekly Trap. That's right. That's right. That's fucking right. That's right.
J Young DJ, you don't want. Y'all know that.
That's right. We here. So anyways, man, you know, that was Music FSM on the ones and twos, killing it. You already know what time it is, man. We out here. Jay Dizzle, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Let's go. So you already know what time it is, man. So we about to get into the mix with Juice WRLD. You know what I'm saying? We about to talk about that young man, you know what I'm saying? God bless his soul. But we got to talk about the situation and what happened. So now I'm finna get into the meat and the potatoes of this story. So here we go. We got Juice WRLD. I mean, everybody knows what happened in a sense. But I'm gonna break it down to you and what's going on behind the scenes. I don't think a lot of people seeing. So check this out. So Juice WRLD sat there and left from LA to go to Chicago. First off, he left from there from a private airport, private plane, right? Now, he left from this shit, went all the way to Chicago, got caught in Chicago, and died at the airport. Now, why he died because he OD'd on Percocets. Now, why he OD'd on Percocets is because he was getting caught by the police at the airport while they searched his bags. Why did he have stuff in his bags? Because they fucking do that all the time. And that's the thing that I'm trying to show motherfuckers, is that it's a different world when you have that money and when you fly private. See, when motherfuckers got these cargo planes and we fly regular, you think it's all regular. No, it's not like that when it comes to these private plane passenger people, man. These rich celebrities, bro. Because for a man to sit there and take 70 pounds of marijuana from California to fucking Chicago. 70 pounds. That is 7 pounds. No, that's 10 pounds. Per bag. So if you have 7 duffel bags, each bag is filled up with 10 pounds of weed alone. And then on top of that, you got guns, Percocets, lean. I don't know if you had coke, but I'm gonna just keep it at that, right? So now you got all this shit on you. One, what would make you feel like that's okay to move like that on a plane? Since when in America anybody flew like that? Right?
Hey, he made history fucking around doing that.
And died doing it. And so my whole thing trying to say is, what mindset, what leeway do these celebrities have to fucking think that they could do like that and travel like that? You want to know why I was like, for him to do that, they've been doing that. This isn't no first time thing.
Right.
You feel
right.
me? He done seen somebody travel with this shit before, travel with somebody doing this shit before, and said, shit, I could do it too. That is some cartel level type fucking weed you bring in on the plane, bro. I can understand 1 pound, 2 pounds. Hey, I want to have a good, you know, couple months, smoke my own shit. That's personal, I guess, on the level of a celebrity, right? Right. 70 pounds, bro. You could start your own dispensary with that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And you going to Chicago with it? Come on, my nigga. Man, Juice WRLD was going to... Man, Juice WRLD was really about to turn Chicago into Juice WRLD. You hear me? So I'm trying to tell people straight up, kid has some serious plans with that shit there. You feel me? And he felt like he was El Chapo to me, in my eyes, because that's the type of shit El Chapo do. But in a stupid ass way, because who the fuck would do that on a plane? Like, it's all legal.
El Chapo wasn't that damn dumb anyway.
That's what I'm saying. El Chapo would never, ever, ever move weight like that in that fashion.
On a plane.
On a plane. This is not the 80s. This is not the 70s, nigga.
Well, you probably could have got away with it and not get caught, but nowadays.
Even in the 80s, man. Niggas would move like 1 pound or two. One ounce of coke. Niggas ain't moving 70 pounds on no damn plane.
Sure ain't.
Not on no passenger plane. Not on no goddamn private plane. Never heard of it. This nigga had to be the first. So that showed me right there that celebrities be using private planes. And you want to know what? Juice WRLD kind of fucked up the game for up-and-coming artists who plan on doing shit like that. Because not only did the goddamn pilot snitched on him, you feel me? The pilot snitched. How is you doing all this stuff? How did the pilot see your luggage in the first place? How did he know that you had that? You obviously had to load it up in front of this nigga.
He paid them off. What you talking?
He ain't pay off the pilot.
He did?
No. Because if he paid off the pilot would have never told the police that he was coming. And the pilot was just getting paid.
It had to be some type of deal. You fly this plane, we got you. You get what I'm saying? He probably haven't got the paid yet. You get what I'm saying?
Man, I hear what you're saying. So because you ain't get paid yet, you gonna snitch? You wait till you land and get the job done, then you getting paid. That's, you don't snitch
that on the way. Got, and everybody got bammed. So, shit, he gonna snitch. Man. You gotta say, well, I mean, he ain't got no choice. The artist died. Everybody going to jail. You know what I'm saying? So how could he get paid?
But that's what I'm saying. He should have never snitched. He snitched first, and that's how all that shit happened after that. You feel me?
Shit.
So it's
the bodyguard. They went to jail too for gun possession as well. It's not even about drug charges. They went to jail for the damn gun possession of having a gun on an aircraft.
And so that's why I'm trying to say right now is like, the stupidness about it, the level of stupidity is amazing to me. Because no normal nigga that be in the streets would do some shit like that unless they knew that they could get away with it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I had a situation where I heard this one cat that I was warring with back in the day, sat there and went to prison because he took a whole bunch of pills on a private jet, had two strippers with him, I guess, you know, muling that shit for him, and he got caught the same way. So I think what's going on is, you know, low key private jet is the way to be if you're trying to move some serious things personally. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on. And so the thing is, Juice WRLD went too hard and let the authorities and the pilot see the wrong thing. Yeah, my whole thing is I would have never let the pilot know that I had that stuff on me. Personally, I would have been set. I would have been, if I was going to do what Juice did, I would have never let the pilot see my stuff. I would have been had everything ready and just put the bags on there.
I've been shopping in Cali.
That's it. I would have never showed him anything. You'll never see nothing. Obviously, the pilot caught whiff of what was going on, seen something, and reported it. Now, that's why Juice WRLD got killed, because what happened is, on his way down, he's already drugged up. So now you drugged up on perks, you land in, you see a whole bunch of Christmas lights on the tarmac waiting for you. Come on, man. You ODing, my nigga. Your heart busting out your chest. You nervous. You putting too much stress on your heart. You know what I'm saying? With that situation. So, of course, kid gonna kill over at the time at the airport, because he's watching his whole career go down the drain by every inch of the zipper that is unzipped in his bags. Period. So now you got Juice WRLD out the game because of this stupidness. Exposed a whole big secret that I know the industry didn't want to, you know, expose. And then Lil Wayne's dumbass.
What he did?
Did the same thing.
He did the same thing Juice WRLD did and got caught the same way, just that he didn't die.
Exactly. The funny part is, Wayne went and caught a private plane, came back, right. Met up at Opa-locka private airport, you know, executive airport, and right. Was so happened to be allowed to get off the plane and leave. And then the police interrogated the plane and found cocaine, promethazine, all that shit. Weed, coke, all that bullshit on his plane. And guns.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though. You know how I would've played that shit out, though? If I know I got weed on me, because I don't do none of that other shit. You know what I'm saying? I got you and everybody else with me, bro. I got to know somebody that's an actual pilot, that's a friend of mine. Not some off-ass nigga I don't know. Somebody that's a friend of mine, fly this plane, and we get, you know what I mean? We'll get away with that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit supposed to go. You supposed to find a pilot that you cool with, that you known for years. Somebody at least you grew up with. Somebody that knows you. You know what I'm saying? Not somebody that don't fucking know you. Of course they gonna snitch and do what they doing and investigate. But the way how I took up the whole Juice WRLD thing, I felt like I didn't know the pilot snitched. You know what I'm saying? I just found that through you. So I'm thinking like, maybe they've been watching him as he got on the plane. Maybe somebody had to watch him as they was loading all that shit on that plane. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Somebody seen the wrong thing, and the pilot had to be that person because the pilot is the one who told the authorities. And that's how Zeus got caught. So my whole thing is, for Lil Wayne being as experienced in the game as he is, I'm shocked that he did something so stupid and so lazily to get caught the same way Juice got caught. And you're way more experienced. And my whole thing is, you know, I fuck with Wayne, but bro, that was the dumbest thing you could have done, bro. You're too big for that. You know what I'm saying?
Way too big for that shit.
And I think, you know, artists need to set a standard of knowing what to do and how to do it well if you're gonna do it, because you can't be out here doing stupid shit and then having people talking about it as if you don't know what the hell you're doing, and then it makes us look bad in general. So I think, you know, these artists need to calm down if they don't know what they're doing, or if they do know what they're doing, do it properly, bro, because people is watching. You know what I'm saying? The world's watching, and we don't need more negative, you know, stigmatisms against us as a people. You feel me? And so that's why I want to say, you know, God bless Juice WRLD. You know, long, you know, rest in peace. But Lil Wayne, I don't know how you got away. You know, it makes me wonder if you working with the police or something. You know what I'm saying? Because Juice died, and your ass is out here running from the police now, talking about that shit wasn't yours and it was caught in your bag. So I don't know. Makes you wonder if people work for the police or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. I feel you. That's crazy.
Because the baby went to jail for some marijuana. And that was it. He went to jail. So how the hell Wayne had all that shit on his bags on a plane and ain't go to jail? Makes you wonder.
You got to understand, like, when it comes down to Lil Wayne, Juice WRLD, and the baby, you got to understand, look, this nigga been doing this since he was about, what, 8, 9 years old, 14 years old, whatever, you know what I'm saying? This nigga been rapping for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, this nigga is the master at that shit. These young jits don't know no motherfucking baby, no better, you know what I'm saying? So, at the same time, you got to see the type of level. Man, listen, this nigga been getting away with this shit, don't look. Lil Wayne been getting away with this shit. This nigga been on two buses with the same shit.
Well,
this nigga paying somebody off. Come on now, the money's talk, bullshit walks, bro.
Well, that is true. Well, we'll go see how far his walk can go. I'll tell you that much. And we're going to come back with some more stuff from the segments. You already know what time it is, man. It's the Weekly Trap. I'm here live with Jay Dizzle. You already know what it is. Trap House, baby. Yeah, man, you already know it's your boy DJ Ross Stiggit, man. You feel me? We in the mix right now with my boy Motherfucker Music FSM. We right now about to go into a quick little mix, you feel me, for the people out there. So just vibe up with your boy. Hit that repeat button right quick. Yeah. It's Trap House, baby. Vibe up.
Back in the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed the deal, I'm on. Yeah. Although I want, good. Play if you want, it's good. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah. The first nigga play on my body in it. Pull up to your hood and come buy me a nigga. No cap. You know that your hoe told you that nigga crazy. Don't think that she lied to your nigga. Bitch. Get caught with your hoe when I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney. Say I'm the GOAT. Act like I don't know. But fuck it, I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank. Take out 100 to show you our pockets are different. I'm out with your bitch and I only want knowledge. She got a little mileage. I'm chillin'. You disrespect me and I beat your ass up all in front of your pockets and children. I'm the type that let nigga think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million.
Take 20K and put that on your head and make one of your partners come kill you. Yeah. Say fucking with me, then you gotta grow up. Cause this nigga gotta be killing. This shit can't fit. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go how I want. Good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. Huh? I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first nigga plow my body, a nigga. Pull up to your hood and come buy me a nigga. No cap. You know that your hoe told you that nigga crazy. Don't think that she lied to your nigga. Bitch, get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney.
Okay. Yeah. Wake up in the morning,
dog. You know what it is. We in the mix right now. Let's go. Get it. Step back it up. So that's what it is.
No, just DJ's Raw Sticky, right?
This is one DJ supply. You don't want to fuck.
Y'all know what I mean. Every nigga with me, I'm going to be stopping us. Niggas acting like they got the...
Get your taste back. You already know what it is. That's it. Tell you, that's just sensitive. That's just sensitive.
I know, I'm like that. Oh.
Let's go. School on the Let's go.
We vibing.
So choppers out of floating around trying to go and listen to the cop. Baby really a problem, somebody gotta stop him. Mental haters wasn't too hard. They got binoculars. Every nigga with me, I'm going. It ain't stopping us. Niggas acting like they got the back, I'm trying to stop it up. Do this for the bro down the road, gotta lock it up. All you gotta do
Weezy out of here.
Bitch, bitch, back, bro, showing how to do it. Baby going crazy, even came straight to it. I done caused him in fucking, I'm fucking on stories. Catch me in Atlanta, no security with my jewelry. Found out I'm rich, my baby mama talking soon. Another bitch telling lies on the pussy like scrubbing. Catch him down bad, this is that nigga, you and me. Inside diamonds on the chain, he ain't fooling me. We was skipping school on the chain, they controlling. See my main partner turn into a rat, he tell my robber. I pray the judge get a boy a bus so I can pop him. Selling bags, showing choppers out the floating around the trap, going at least the other cop. Baby, really a problem, somebody gotta stop him. Mental haters wasn't too hard, I think they got binoculars. Every nigga with me, I'm going, it ain't no stopping us. Niggas acting like they got the back, I'm trying to stop it up. Do this for the bro down the road, gotta lock it up. All you gotta do is say smoke, then we popping up. Baby got the streets on hold while he ain't drop it. I've been going hard, it's gonna be hard for you to talk that. I make it look easy, but this shit really a project. I'm really a millionaire, still in the project. Putting on for the city, baby, he the realest. Baby, probably got a couple million. Baby, had
brand new music, man. That kind of shit. Jimmy Riz. Yeah.
We got the way. We got the way.
Let's go.
You know I'm a G. I get with the game. We got the way. Yeah. We got the way. I run up a check. We got the wig, time to eat, say great. Thank God we straight.
Let's go.
We got the wig, you know I'm G. I keep it a day, we got the wig. You watch me drip on these niggas, yeah. Turned up, get rich on these niggas, we got the wig. You watch me drip on these niggas, yeah. Turned up, get rich on these niggas, we got the wig. You watch me drip on these niggas.
That's right. Y'all fuck with us, man. Y'all want to get y'all music heard, man. Get it on the segments, man. Let's go.
We got the way.
We got it.
You know I'm a G. I keep it a K. We got the way. We got the way.
Brand new day kind of music, man.
We got the way. We got the way. We got the way. Not the East Side Grace. Thank God we straight. We got the way. We got the way. You know I'm a G. I keep it a K. We got the way. Watch me drip on these niggas, yeah. Turned up, get rich on these niggas, we got the way. Watch me drip on these niggas, yeah. Turned up, get rich on these niggas, we got the way. Watch me drip on these niggas, yeah. Remember I ain't had shit, now I shit lit on these niggas, we got the way. Watch me drip on these niggas, yeah. Turned up, get rich on these niggas, we got the way. Run up a check, start on my ex, yeah. In my bag now. Nobody give a handout, yeah. Ten toes, pink house with the trap house. Condo, bad bitch, blowing gas till we pass out. Drip hard, I'm sauced up, look gravy. Yeah, big rock might toss up your baby. Yeah, I'm on that talk less and work more. Rim straight with the perk more. Dumb fly on my surfboard, wait. Work more, rim straight. I might toss up your baby. We in the mix, man. Local music going down. You already know what it is. Boy, DJ Ross sticking, man. Huh?
Why?
Yeah, I ain't cocking them notes,
If it's blood out, then it's bloody.
Gap and Sam on the ones and twos.
That's how we cool. Bangkok rules.
Yeah. DJ F and Sim. What the hell going on, Russ? Goddamn. There
you go. Ain't cocking them notes, bro.
If it's blood out, then it's blood in. You ain't talking paper, ain't no reason you should butt in. I'm looking for a thotty, I can nut in. Drink up with the ladder, I can pump it up your butt in. Pump it up your butt in, I can pump it up your butt in. I had to skip the line, I had to cut in. Got my first pack from my first cousin. And bitch, I'm getting money now, you can't tell me nothing in. If it's blood out, then it's blood in. You ain't talking paper, ain't no reason you should butt in. I'm looking for a thotty, I can nut in. Drink up with the ladder, I can pump it up your butt in. Pump it up your butt in, I can pump it up your butt in. I had to skip the line, I had to cut in. Got my first crank from my first cousin. And bitch, I'm getting money now.
You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, yeah, nah, you can't tell me nothing. They wouldn't let me in it when they kicked me out the dungeon. The only danger, I'm the real threat up in your phone. I'm the only nigga thugging out the jungle. If it's blood out, then it's blood in. You ain't talking paper, ain't no reason you should butt in. I'm looking for a thotty, I can nut in. Draco with the ladder, I can pump it up your butt in. Pump it up your butt in, I can pump it up your butt in. I had to skip the line, I had to cut in. Got my first pack from my first cousin. And bitch, I'm getting money now, you can't tell me nothing in. If it's blood, I think it's blood.
Who's going here to get off?
Boy, DJ Raw sticking with his exclusive feature music FSM. Yeah. Let's go. But you already know what it is, man. We about to go ahead. Tell them one time what it is. Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
My head match in my bed. Yeah, my head match in my bed. Cause man, I got it sway.
What you doing? Lower the volume. Not yet. My head match in
my bed.
Let's go, let's go! Then we sway, we surf, sway. So you already know what it is, man. We about to go ahead and get back in the show, man. You feel me? Straight like that. That was the boy Music FSM on the ones and twos, man. Straight up. You already know how we doing it, man. We make sure everybody get a turn straight up. You feel me? So shout out to everybody guys locked in, man. You feel me? It's motherfucking Weekly Trap, baby. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we back. You already know what time it is, man. We back from the mix. That's right. Not at all, baby. So you already know what time it is, man. We back in the mix, man. I'm back here with my guest, man, DJ motherfucking FSM. You know, on the ones and twos. And my special guest, Jay Dizzle. You already know what it is. Checkmate song, you feel me? So we back live, man, with the talk. You know what I'm saying? We just talked about, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. Sauce Santana. We talked about Juice WRLD shit. Now I'm about to go into some real stuff talk, you feel me? So it's a lot of stuff going on right now in the industry and a lot of stuff in the world, man. And I done peaked game and I done seen some stuff where, you feel me, it's a lot of, they trying to change up the way of society right now. I don't know if I'm down with it like that, man. There's a lot of things going on, but it's getting weird, man. And I done seen some shit with Celine Dion, Miss Legendary Titanic herself, coming out with a commercial talking about she's creating a new line for children called Celine Nunu, and it's a gender neutral clothing line for kids. Sounds harmless, right? But then when you go into it and you see all the stuff and you see the commercial itself. Now, let me give you the commercial. It's her walking into a fraternity room, fraternity ward, where a whole bunch of newborn babies is. One side girl, one side boys. She walks in there, black suit and all, singing a lullaby song. La, 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 la. Very creepily. You know what I'm saying? And, she coming in there singing a song and she pulls out her magic black voodoo bag and a whole bunch of black glitters in her hand. She blows it out all over the kids. And for some weird reason, the room starts flickering. Shit gets all crazy and now the room's all black and white. You can't tell which side is the boys, which side is the girls. You see white crosses on painted on the wall. There's even a voodoo doll in one of the cribs. One of the babies turned into a voodoo doll. It's madness in that whole commercial. To where she's even talking about your kids are not your kids. They're the world's kids. Basically telling people that they shouldn't classify their child at birth of what their natural sex is. They should let the child decide. Like a child has the mind to tell you what the hell it is or even know what it is without guidance. So they're saying if a boy picks up a doll, a little baby boy picks up a doll, just picking up a doll itself tells you that he wants to be a girl and you should allow him to be a girl and no longer call him a boy just because he picked up a doll trying to find out what the hell it is. Or vice versa, if a girl picks up a truck and wants to play with a truck, now she's also classified as a boy, and you should start classifying her as a boy and such. And I feel this is very harmful for our society and for children in the whole general. You know what I'm saying? And I'm surprised, and not really too surprised, but I'm really, you know, turned off about how she's promoting such a damaging message through her clothing line. And I know some people out there is down with this gender equality stuff and neutrality, and they don't want to be classified with things, but you can't run away from what you are, you know? And I think that's what a lot of people are doing now in today's society. They're running away from the fact of what they are and facing who they are in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of smokes and mirrors, and they want you to accept what they paint themselves to be and not what they truly are. You feel me? So it's like people are living a lot of lies nowadays and want you to accept their lies that they tell you. So, I mean, I'm not down with it. You know what I'm saying? Let kids grow up. You know what I'm saying? Let them be who they are. You know what I'm saying? And if they so choose whatever path they so choose, let it be that at an adult level. Don't be telling the kids. Let the kids grow up normal. Let them grow up regular. Let them grow up and be what they feel like they can be. You feel me? Don't be indoctrinating people and forcing your lifestyle upon a child because you're in a certain lifestyle category, you know? And I think that's what's going on in America right now, is a lot of bringing a lot of the wrong spirits and a lot of the wrong mindsets to the children. And the children don't even have a chance to say or fight for themselves or say that if they want to be in such situations or not. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like the media has a big, big part in what's going on in the world society and how the outlook is towards the male and female genders. You know, how do you feel about this situation, Dizzle?
Well, I feel like you really hit it on the head when you was like, you know, let the kids be kids. You get what I'm saying? Like, the way I grew up, you know what I mean? Girls played with dolls and boys played with trucks. You understand what I'm saying? Tonka trucks. That's my era. You feel what I'm saying? But, like, don't mix it up. Don't confuse the kids. That's one thing, you know what I mean? I don't agree with when people want to confuse the kids, especially when it comes down to sexuality and different things like that nature. And it's just let a girl be a girl, a boy be a boy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a girl should wear girl things. A boy should wear boy things, boy clothes. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, don't conscrew these kids' mind. Don't mess up their minds like that, because it's already, they trying to know the world and they growing and their minds are like sponges. So you got, especially if you as a parent, anybody that's a parent, I'm not a parent, but you be careful what you do around your kids, because their minds are like sponges and they're going to imitate the things you do.
Exactly.
So you have to be careful what you do around children. You know what I'm saying? So if you cuss around your kids going to curse too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you cussing out people, your kids going to cuss out people too, because they see what you do. Anything that you do, your kids going to do. What you don't do in front of your kids won't do. Make sense? So you just have to be careful, be mindful of what you do in front of children. You understand? So, I mean, a lot of things, like, for example, me personally, there's a lot of things I didn't do around my nieces and my nephews. You know, I left that outside my home. You understand what I'm saying? So I kept it like that up to now. You get what I'm saying? I mean, they older now. They know what I do now. But when they were smaller, there's a lot of things I didn't show them because it wasn't their business. I didn't want them to get exposed to the things that I was doing in my life.
Right, because it's an adult thing.
Exactly. It's out of respect to them and then my family, period. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I wanted to smoke weed, I'll walk away from the house. You understand what I'm saying? So,
and I think that's what's going on, is the people are lacking respect. You know what I'm saying? And
it's a lack of morality no more.
It's a lack of morals. Yeah, they don't have no morals.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't have morals in their family no more, because I don't care what you do. They have that I don't give a fuck what you do attitude. And then as soon as your kid get killed out in these streets for acting out or however what it is, oh, that was a good kid. Come on now, man. You told him he could do what the fuck he want to do. Now it's a contradiction of what you're saying. So you got to be careful how you raise your kids, how you bring them up. Like, I mean, honestly, I'm old school. You know, so I brought up the old school way. So, I mean, if I have kids, I mean, that's how I'm going to raise my children. Right. But I can't tell anybody else how to raise their kids, how to teach their kids, what to do with their kids. I mean, I can't even advise nobody.
And see, I think, you know, I think that's the problem in society right now, in a sense where, I mean, yes, you can't tell somebody how to raise their kids, but there has to be a guideline and a set standard of what's right and what's wrong to be taught to children, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like certain subjects should be taught as an adult, not to children, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't see stuff where there's a couple of children, like, that's being televised for the LGBT community. Like, this one white kid, little white boy, is going around as a transgender model.
Right, okay. I never heard of seeing that one.
Okay, so what happened is, his mother, story behind this one, his mother knew from when he was 2 years old, when she used to watch RuPaul's drag show. Mind you, she watched it. And started noticing her son mimicking what he seen on TV, gave her the enlightenment to think that her son was automatically a part and wanted to be a part of this mindset in this world, that's the choice of what he was making as a child. So right. She's going off of the indoctrination saying he's been that way, when really you're exposing him to something. Now let's say this. If I show my child ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and all type of kid shows, what do you think he's going to emulate? What he sees, right?
Exactly. That's all he's going to know, is what you show him.
So if I show my child RuPaul's Drag Race, which is a bunch of guys sitting there dressing up, walking in Vogue down a runway, wearing all types of clothes, and I start seeing my kid doing the same thing, don't you think obviously he's imitating what he sees?
Exactly.
So how do you feel like that's what he is? You know what I'm saying? That's what I think a lot of...
He don't even know what the fuck he's doing. You get what I'm saying? Exactly. He's just a little father. So he's just looking at it like, oh, that looks cool. You get what I'm saying? But you don't just put in his mind, that's what you're going to be. You're going to be a woman. This is a little fucking boy.
Right.
Come on, man. Stop fucking up your race. And then you know what's so fucked up? It's coming to our race as black people. Y'all trying to expose our little black boys to that bullshit.
Exactly.
Come on, man. No, you can't do that. That's fucking wrong. Now, if our child is old enough and that's what they want to do as they get grown, that's on them. That's their life. Now, I can't. That's out of my hands. But now, while they small, I'm going to teach my child the right way of going by certain shit.
Because
you're not going to make no ass of yourself.
Now, I really feel like, not to cut you off, I really feel like it was a plot where the mom used the son's image in order to get notoriety for them to get money off of what he's doing. Because now you see this kid on all types of TV shows. He's been on Murray. Let's just say shows like Murray, all type of crap like that. Are you serious?
Are you wow.
serious, man?
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, this got to go in there. Shit. Hold on. Yeah, so you know, it's crazy right now, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of stuff that's being exposed to children that's not supposed to be exposed. And I think the more that what's going on is that the media is using the tool of desensitization against the people. The more they show you the stuff, the more you feel like it's okay. It's the same thing that happened with the Black Lives Matter movement and black guys getting shot by police. The more and more you see it, the more you get used to it, and the more you feel like it's a normal everyday occurrence. And the more something as tragic as somebody getting killed by the police unlawfully and unjustly becomes a normal thing. And then it takes away the power of you trying to stop it. And so that's why I feel like people who know better should stand up and do better. You understand what I'm saying? And you can't sit there and see something evil going down and not say nothing. And so that's why I'm saying something. You feel me? Because leave the kids out of it. If you're gay, you be gay. If you're whatever, you be whatever. If you're straight, you straight. Let the kids grow up as kids. Let them live their childhood as children. Let them experience their experiences first. And then as they grow, when they become adults and they tell you, hey, I'm this and that, that's when you open up the book and say, you know what, you know, I'm such and such, and I can help you out with this path that you're going on. You feel me? But don't sit there and force your lifestyle on somebody because you're trying to prove a point to the world, saying, oh yeah, this is this and that is that, by using your child as an experiment for your social experiments. You feel me?
So
I really think that's what's going on. People are trying to prove a point through their children. And the poor kid doesn't have a choice to say that they don't be or want to be a part of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because they're your kid. They don't know no better. They're just going to follow the parent. And the parents need to really be more for the child and not for, you feel me, themselves. And that's what's going on. I feel like it's a lot of selfish parents out here trying to prove a point to somebody. But, you know, nobody's listening but your kids. You know what I'm saying? You're going to damage your kids because you want to make sure you're right now at all costs. And that's the evil part to me. So I feel like, you know, we need to say something, do something, switch it up. You know what I'm saying? Let these kids be kids. Don't be indoctrinating the kids with your foolishness and all that stuff. Because back in the day, you ain't grew up like that, and you so happened to come out the way you came out. So let them have the same chance and choices as you. You know, and that's all I have to say. You know what I'm saying? You have anything else you want to say on that, though?
I mean, like, my first time, actually, to be real, when I was little, I can tell you a little quick little story before we end. I mean, I've seen a butch before, you feel what I'm saying? My uncle was actually dating a woman that was butch, you get what I'm saying? And my uncle didn't know nothing of it. Because my uncle was like, why you don't wear dresses? Why you don't this and why you don't that? It came to the point, I guess she came out to my uncle and my uncle wasn't with it. He was like, man, I ain't messing with you, man. You gonna be like that. But that's just how my uncle was. He wasn't with that gay shit. You know what I'm saying? So, especially around his little nieces and shit like that. He didn't want his nieces to see him dating somebody like that. So he just cut that shit off. You have to be careful, especially when you coming in people's families with that shit. You have to be very aware.
Right.
On how you coming at other people's kids with it. I don't know, man. Today it's so lenient. It's real lenient. I remember when being gay was very discreet. People was open, but to their own world, the people. You get what I'm saying? Now right. People want to be over here, over there, and over here, over there. You get what I understand the comfortability, but at the end of the day, I mean, we all got to still just be mindful and understand that the whole world is not going to accept what you do and how you do things.
I mean, I think the world's big enough for everybody to have their own section. I don't have to agree with you, but I could live with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to say you're right just in order for you to be around or not around. You can still be here, and I can say, yo, what you're doing isn't it, but I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? We can still do business. I just feel like people are trying to encroach on other people's shit, and that's the problem. Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I have to cease to exist. Just because I don't agree with you don't mean you have to cease to exist. Let's just respect each other's spaces and respect each other's boundaries. And that's what I think. A lot of people are disrespecting the boundaries in life, and they're trying to force you to be on some shit that you're not on. And that's the part I have a problem with. I shouldn't have to lose my job because I say I don't agree with what you're doing. I should have to be ridiculed or harassed because I don't agree with what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
And nor should you. Yeah, but I don't feel like, I ain't want to cut you off, but you got these jobs that have these discrimination laws where you don't discriminate, you know what I mean? How can I explain this shit?
You don't have to discriminate.
That lifestyle. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, for example, the job I used to work at last year, that shit was too damn openly gay for me. I was like, hold on, ain't no discreetness about this shit? You get what I'm saying? Like, damn, motherfuckers wearing tutu, niggas wearing tutus and all type of shit. I'm like, whoa, this is a little too much for me. You get what I'm trying to say? That kind of made me feel like, what the fuck? No, it's real G shit. I'm not gonna say what the job is, but I'm just letting you know, I'm like, whoa, like, come on, man. I'm like, because you got to understand, I'm working around other straight people. So right. It's like, how you think these niggas feel? I had to ask one of my coworkers. I was like, how you feel about all this shit, baby? He was like, man, that's they motherfucking business, my dude. They do what they want over there. I'm going to do what I got to do. That's about getting this money. And I respected that. You get me? But a lot of other motherfuckers will take that shit real lightly. Like, come on now, get away from me with all that colorful ass shit, tutus, and the job provided that shit, bruh.
Interesting.
It's crazy. It was crazy. You feel what I'm saying? And this is a company that's everywhere. That's in Nevada. That's in Florida. That's in New York. That's everywhere around in the world. You feel what I'm saying? This is a big company that really accepts gay, the LGBTQ, and wanting them to be just who they are. We accept it, whatever, you know. That was a gay power movement at the job that I was at, and I was like, wow. I mean, I respect the acceptance, but still, you gotta kind of keep your gayness a little under wraps a little bit. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is a job. This is not a playground.
Right.
And I used to think, honestly, I used to think this particular job was underneath a coat, because I was like, I'm sitting here working here. I'm like, yo, something ain't right. I always felt like something wasn't right. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
You feel me?
Yes.
So it's like,
yep.
Wow. But it is what it is. I mean, like, It's just that you had to work with it. If you wanted to make that money, you just work around different type of people.
Right.
You know? So it shot me.
That's another thing that I feel like is encroaching, because what if I work there, right? And I don't want to see all that. You know what I'm saying? Right. It makes an environment very uncomfortable for me. Because who says I want to see another person, another man in a skirt?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How can I focus on my job, and my job is creating an atmosphere that's uncomfortable for me? So that's another thing why I'm saying it's like corporate America is bowing to an idealism that is not very inclusive for the whole general world. Like you said, it's a job, so keep it professional. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on the regular. You know what I'm saying? If you like that, you ain't gotta dress like that just to work. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't get me wrong. Like they, but like, yeah, okay. Let me kind of like explain that just a tad more. Like, yeah, you like they dress up like men. You know what I'm saying? You know, uniform and all.
Okay.
Black thing at the company shirt.
Are you saying the guys dress in tutus?
Yes, but you gotta understand they dress up normal, and then when they get to work, all that shit is there. Like even the girls wear the little tutus and stuff like that. Like I can see that with a female. Like only time you see a girl with a tutu, oh, it's what? Her birthday.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, like, are these men working at the same time where guests are there in tutus?
Wearing tutus. Yes.
Do they have on shorts?
Depending on the position that they was in, depending.
Well, see, that's the problem. That's what I'm saying. How would you know if I'm a Christian father, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm coming to this public event. Why do you think I want my son or my daughters to see this shit?
Sure, of course not.
So I really feel like they're not pertaining to a general mass no more. They're just pertaining to one side of society. You understand? And saying, yo, you have to accept this shit. No, I don't. I would tell you, I wouldn't go to their establishment no more.
Exactly. And it's like, some pastors, when we talk about that, I mean, that's a little off topic, but some pastors, you know, some of them there to accept you or whatever, some of them. But when it comes out of their own children, like, they don't want that around their kids. Like, I accept you. But when it comes out of my kids and what I'm instilling in them,
right.
Like, I don't want them to be exposed to none of that garbage that you got going on, because that's not how I'm raising my children.
Right.
That's just like if you have children, you don't want your kids to know a lot of certain things. Like, I remember, like, parents used to keep a lot of certain shit, like sex. I don't know how you was brought up, but they used to keep that shit away from us. You remember when the sex scene used to come on in a movie and yeah. They cover your eyes? That's how I grew up.
Right.
And you know, I used to sneak and watch it, but, you know... That's all
it's funny you brought that up, because I had an auntie, right?
Right.
I had an auntie, right, that used to watch sex scenes with her kids in the crib. And I used to look at their ass like, is this real? Like, I used to go home and tell my old girl, like, yo, aunt was watching lesbian scenes with the kids and them. I was like, no wonder her kids on some weird shit. I was like, that's, you know, that's just... It's what you do in your house is what's going to spill out to the world. And you can't be surprised how certain people are if you're putting that in your home.
Right. You want to know what else is crazy? I'm going to tell you how some of these people kids turn out to be fucking rapists, turn out to be all type of weirdos out in the street, sexual predators, because you got pimps that they even watch porn with their children. Real talk.
Crazy.
And I'm like, why would you expose that shit to these motherfucking kids? Like, they don't need to know what, you get what I'm saying? All that high woman, you know, parts supposed to look like. They ain't supposed to learn that yet. They supposed to be trying to get straight A's in school. That's the main important thing. You get what I'm saying? That's the goal.
Right.
You want the best for your kids. I don't want to find out my child on the news. Oh, he a sexual predator. They look, man, that's embarrassing to me. You supposed to honor your family.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
And like, you can't, it's just weird how the way people raise their children, but you can't tell people how to raise their kids. They get offended.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
We gonna end it off on that one, man. We hope everybody, you know, heard what we had to say on that.
What we say, we just want people to learn and understand what morality is, and it's real.
Yeah, we gotta respect people's spaces and respect people's kids, man. Respect the kids, man. That's how you show you got honor amongst yourself. You feel me? Like, keep it casual when it comes to the children, man. You ain't gotta expose everything to everybody, you know. And so I'm just keeping it like that. Keep it 100. Keep it gully. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna keep it on the move. You already know it's Jay Dizzy in the building. Straight like that. It's Trap House Sundays, baby. 100. One love. Yeah, man, so you already know we back, you feel me? We just wrapped up a couple of good subjects, man. But I'm going to do a little local talk, you feel me? You know, it's a lot of stuff going on out here around locally, you feel me? It's a lot of artists, you know, and a lot of click shit. And it's a lot of stuff I've been feeling like. It's a lot of hate in the game around here in Miami, you feel me? I don't know if in your city it's a lot of hate, but it's a lot of saltiness out here, you feel me? And it's a lot of people jocking ideas, stealing ideas, taking it and running off on a plug and trying to do it they sell. Now, Trap House itself done been mocked and copied, you know, countless times, man. It's like, it's a lot of people seen us, you know, cook the sauce and love the way we do our thing and then wind up not fucking with us, but want to copy and try to do it better than us. And the thing about it, I feel like, yo, you can't do what the original people do better than them. You feel me? You can only mimic. And mimicry is the biggest compliment. But I want people to understand, it's like, I ain't here for all that. None of us are. We here to work with people, you feel me? And we ain't here for none of the hate games neither. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with all artists, no matter where you from. It could be from Dade County, Broward County, West Palm Beach, the world. We fucking with you, you feel me? Straight like that. We trap all music. No matter if it's just rap, R&B, soul, you feel me? Techno, country, I don't care. We pushing it. Latin, we pushing it, you feel me? So make sure y'all send y'all music to traphousesundays.music@gmail.com. Hit us up on the IG at Trap House Sundays with an S. Even on Twitter at Trap House Sun. Sun, S-U-N. Sun. You hear me? And, you know, on Facebook at Theo Ross, man. Theo Ross page. So see the live recording of Trap House Sundays each and every Sunday at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. or maybe 9 p.m. to 12. It doesn't matter when we start. Just know it's going to be off the chain. You hear me? So in regards to that, you know what I'm saying? This is where I'm going to be real, man. We got a whole bunch of shit popping, right? We got a big upcoming show coming up. And I'm gonna do my little, what you call, Ross, DJ Ross Sticky's, what they call, not comment booth, but, what, testimony booth, whatever the fuck. It's my testimony, you feel me? This is how I feel. I feel like certain people link with certain people because of certain things. Right? They try to see what they could get from you and try to see what you can offer and all that bullshit. But let me tell you something. We've been doing this shit for 5 years, looking out for damn near everybody that's out here right now. Right now. You feel me? And I really feel like some people are out there throwing salt in the game, bruh. Because we got this big ass fucking show coming up. And I swear to God, I never had this much trouble trying to get a showcase off the ground in my life. And it's like, we're offering money for people to come and come. What? Yeah, it's still on that. Yeah. We're offering money for people to come and be a part of the showcase. But motherfuckers is, playing around. Now, mind you, I think, you know, maybe it might be the wrong time of season to drop something because, you know, Christmas is today. People probably get gifts. So I'm going to leave it at that. So it's not a problem for me to reschedule something, because of the holiday season. You feel me? But I just don't want it to be a factor of people out there hating on the squad, because we don't hate on nobody else's squad. You feel me? We don't talk shit about nobody else's group, nobody else's movement. If anything, we encourage it. The only people we don't rate are the people who tried to stop Trap House from being who Trap House is, and from, you know, trying to hate on the squad that much. And those people are, you know, are going to remain nameless because they're nobody. You feel me? We still here. So obviously it failed. But the fact of the matter is, we're here for the artists, and we want the artists to know that. You know what I'm saying? We want the artists to know that we're a place that you could come to and get your music heard, get exposed, get exposure to the world, and, you know, not jump through a loop of fire just to have to do it. You send us your music, we playing it. You feel me? If we doing certain showcases, man, y'all come and show love, man. Come support, man. Come, you know, pay that price, man. Come get you a benefit, man. You feel me? Get plugged up. Link up. We trying to create that atmosphere for Miami. So that's what we here to do, and that's what we going to do, and that's what we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. And I just want people to understand, like, yo, ain't no haterade, ain't no malice toward nobody. We fuck it with everybody. So we want people to feel free to come fuck with us, man. You know what I'm saying? If people talk assault, man, come talk to us. You know what I'm saying? Come holler at us. You know what I'm talking about? Because we ain't going to sit there and worry about Hello?
Yeah, I'm
right. I'm listening. Yeah.
I just got muted in my background, so it's like I ain't trying to let that mess up or interfere in anything.
Right. No, I was just making sure you were still there.
Yeah, I'm good.
But, you know, I just want people to feel, you know, like we're here for them, man. You know what I'm saying? And if there's any ill talk about the trap, please let us know. Because we'll talk about it on air, right here, on the weekly trap. Solve it right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. We keep it 100, man, all times. You feel me? Shit, straight up. So, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout outs to Tone C. Had a lovely Miramar We Live 3 concert. Big shout out to the whole Miramar section, you feel me? Big shout out to the whole Dade County section, you feel me? Broward, Period, West Palm, you know what I mean? You know, all my artists is out there. We still logging in people for the show. Let me know what's up, because we about to do some crazy shit. And I want to know if y'all down, so let me know. If y'all want to be a part of the show, we going to do something, make sure you part of the show. So, holla at us, man. You feel me? Straight up like that. You got anything about you want to say this on that topic right there?
I don't really got nothing too much to say, but just know that we see y'all. Trust me on that. We see y'all at other showcases. So just make sure y'all sign up for our showcase too. You know, when we got that set date, we'll definitely let you know when we going to push back the date on what that date is. So you guys can have the time to register. We understand it's the holidays. By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. And make sure that you guys sign up and win this $500, man. Who don't want $500? Who don't want their money back from all that stuff y'all bought y'all kids?
Come on, now. It's going to be a fair judging. I ain't judging. We're going to have some real judges there. Judges that's going to also give you some perks to walk away with. Some people might get signed at the same time. You might not win the $500, but you win a goddamn sign, a label signing. So, you know what I'm saying? Come with your shit, man. Come with your all. And you never know what can happen. You know what I mean? So, we guaranteeing a good time. It's going to be lit. All my vendors, hit us up if you're trying to come out there and make you some money. It is what it is, baby. You already know what time it is, man. It's Trap House, baby. We out here. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to all the artists out there. Dade County, Broward County, throughout. You know what I'm saying? We ain't on that click shit. If anything, all clicks come to us, man. Let's make something big happen. You feel me? Let's work together. Let's make something pop. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I mean? So, we're going to leave that on that note. We're going to end the show on that one. You feel me? But we got some more music about to come up. Best believe that. So we're going to wrap up the show with the segment talk. But this is Trap House Sundays Christmas Edition Weekly Trap Show. Shout out to my dog, my side DJ, DJ FSM. He got motherfucking J Dizzle on the beat. Goddamn killing it. She's on the phone right now with us as a special guest. So you know what it is, man. I'm about to show you that latest song from J Dizzle. You know, already know what it is in the next segment. Y'all stay tuned, man. It's the Week of Trap. Let's go.
I'm about to pull this shit back up, bro. And I just had her song up there. You know that?
Yeah, don't worry, we're finna pull that up right now. Sneak peek, man. I'm gonna let y'all listen to this track we just recorded live. Me and my dog, Trey Live. My boy, DJ Ross, sticking this coat. Memories.
Memories turn to fade as fame. Feel like my brain locked up in a cage. Love, then I'm praying for fame.
I'm praying for it.
I was fucking up and I knew I had
fresh off the press.
I'm calm and ground, but it don't feel the same. We go through pain, don't feel no sound. Repeat the same mistake. Get burned up by them flames. Hey, thunder and rain will make you change your plan. For better day, everybody turn their back on me, but nah, you still stay. The sun beaming on the beach, I feel a breeze. Reminisce on memories and how we used to be. Hey, I stole a heart, but ain't no honor amongst these.
At all.
I told my dog, don't be like me. Damn.
Mama. Trap, man, you feel me? Straight up, man, you already know, man. That's that Memories, man. Be on the lookout for that, man. All platforms coming soon, best believe that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yo, we got more in store for y'all, best believe. We live tonight. We live. Let me go ahead and play that song by J Dizzle, like I said I was. God damn, what is it that what is this? Yeah. What is this? What is this?
Shout out to Jay Dizzle. You already know.
What is this?
Shout out to Ken.
Stay motherfucking working.
Getting money by the minute, call it minute made. Can't tell me nothing hard headed.
suck a shot. I'm about to act up, yeah. Cut up like some cutlery. My face good in any hood, that's why no one can fuck with me. I could love mommy, still pull a bad bitch with poverty. She will probably charge you up for me. She gon' fuck with me, that's probably why. Act up, that's probably why. I be turning up, that's probably why. I'm lit and that's probably why. I don't give a fuck. You ain't gotta like me, I guarantee I still cause a mud. Careful how you talk about my name or you might just get stuck.
You already know what it is, man. It's Trap House, man. Like I said, man, y'all tune into the Weekly Trap. You feel me? That's how we do it, man. Each and every motherfucking week. You already know what it is, man. We in the studio live right now. But, you know, we finna wrap up today's segment. Y'all already know segment. You feel me? So, you already know how we do it, man. Each and every week, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Trap House Sundays on Facebook at Theo Ross page, you feel me? And also, you can check us live on IG, man. Follow the latest things that we doing, man, at Trap House Sundays, you feel me? And like I said, man, follow the Weekly Trap, man. You already know why we doing it, man. Each and every goddamn week, man, we live. Bless. Peace.